Albuquerque to L.A. suspended after a fiery freight train derailment on the New Mexico-Arizona state line. No injuries reported. This is ABC News. Two Florida deputies are recovering after they were shot in Lakeland early this morning. ABC's Brian Clark has more.
A Polk County deputy investigating a suspicious vehicle encountered a man who refused to get out. The deputy called for backup. When the two tried to remove him, he opened fire. He struck the deputies before he was killed. Sheriff Grady Judd said the suspect described himself as a sovereign citizen,
which simply means they resist government, they don't believe in government, they don't think the laws apply to them, and they can do what they want.
The suspect was believed to have been living out of his van. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Well, it's been years of delay, but now Boeing's first human-manned spaceflight is set to launch. Two NASA astronauts have made their way to Cape Canaveral just about a week before the May 6th scheduled launch to the International Space Station. Now, this will be the first crewed launch for Boeing's Starliner spacecraft. SpaceX has been launching astronauts for NASA since 2020. Dave Packer, ABC News.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Phased in, provide clear definitions for travel disruptions. That includes delays of at least 3 hours on a domestic flight and 6 hours for international flights. A key industry group responded to the announcement by touting transparency efforts among carriers. Murray says most people aren't frequent flyers, and it's hard for them to keep up on all the latest practices and policies among airlines.
The average person only flies once every 18 months. So this will just bring transparency to that process, and it kind of evens the playing field.
Murray says this could come in handy for Midwestern customers when a winter storm wreaks havoc on air travel. The new rules also require refunds for baggage fees when a piece of luggage is delayed by 12 hours or more for domestic flights. And there has to be upfront disclosure on fees for first and second checked bags and carry-on bags. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows low 50s. Showers and thunderstorms developing again tomorrow. Breezy and highs in the mid 50s. Early showers Monday, then mostly cloudy, breezy and a high in the mid 60s. Partly sunny, breezy and warmer on Tuesday. Highs up to the low 70s. Right now it's 78 degrees.
everybody. Join us next time as we recap the weekend news events and kick off It's Gonna Be May Week.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's gonna be May.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin.
For all of Wisconsin.
Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Throughout this hour of Civic Media Spotlight, we highlight excellent morning show content from across the Civic Media radio network this past week. Kicking off the hour, we head to northeastern Wisconsin for a conversation with Meinau and the mayor, where they were joined by the vice president of the Wisconsin area music industry, Ron Brooks.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Minow and the Mayor here in a good look. Look at 53 in Oshkosh, 52 in Appleton, 49 in Green Bay. How high is it supposed to get, Todd? You know?
I don't think it gets much. This is not a great week, but then did you see it's going to be like 78 on Saturday or 76?
Really?
Did you see that, you guys? I think it's that nice.
Well, they're saying 67 today.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, 73 Saturday. Wow.
I know. That.
Hope I have my bike by then. And my biker. I'm getting it. You know what I'm getting?
Don't say that. Nope.
What's going on?
He's going to say he's going to wear those biker shorts.
No, listen
at those
to me.
Guys who want to be. That is.
Well, he found something out yesterday. Remember what you found out? Tell the story.
I'm getting padded biker shorts.
Oh, yeah. Those. Wow. You're going to look great.
I'll tell you
great.
What. I think I'm going to look pretty hot in them. I'm not even kidding.
Boy, those are.
And he'll be sitting right next to you, Jim.
I know.
And if anybody gets a kiss cam, you'll be right.
No way. I'll be
and you know what? You know what we're going to do, though, when I first get wear those here? You know what we're doing?
Huh.
Another round of leg lifts.
Oh, hey, that was.
We are. We are. I'm serious. I beat you.
No, Todd.
Yeah, because I didn't want to get fined by Todd the $10. So I jumped up. Exactly.
I don't think so. Hey, Ron.
Good morning.
Ron Brooks is here from Whammy.
Right. And so the Wisconsin area music industry, right?
Yes.
And you recognize the artists in how many categories?
We have a little over 80-some categories now.
And we're going to go through all of those this morning.
Yeah. And the nominees are.
But unfortunately, we don't present all of them at the show because it's just not enough time.
And eventually, and I'm setting some things up, some meetings, and Johnny and I and you, of course, Ron, we're going to have a bricks and mortar place because I know you guys, and thanks for sending me that email, but We love the music and the arts. I mean, we have people on here every Friday that are
perform live.
Are they up and coming or what?
Dennis, my good friend.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
he was in a band with me, by the way.
Really?
Oh, really? Absolutely. Yeah. I'll bring a photo of you sometime with the really big hair.
You know what,
stuff.
Though? It's funny. I think every local musician has played with a different look at some point in their career.
You guys do get along.
Do you know Ramona? Ramona and the Flower?
That I
can't think of her other band name. And she was here. And Dennis like, we played together. We're in the same band for a while.
Right.
It's like, it's such a family of you guys interacting with one another, aren't
it? That it is.
Yeah.
That it is. I can tell you that at the awards show, there's going to be a whole group of musicians where we all know each other from around here that are going to be hanging out.
Awesome.
Do you give a category in different types of music, right? Jazz?
Correct.
I got to ask, is there polka in there?
Yes, there is. Well, that's such a big part of the culture here in Wisconsin to omit polka would be crazy.
Yeah.
But the way the award system or the voting system works, the musicians actually self-identify what their categories are.
Oh,
So
well, you probably have to these days because country and pop are so close.
You look at Jimmy Buffett's going in. I mean, there's even when you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, there's not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. Uh-huh. I'm surprised to see Simon and Garfunkel in there. It's like, really?
Really? But why not?
I don't know. I just don't see those guys as country.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
They probably have been covered by a country artist on one of their songs or so.
Right. Do you have the big question he's trying to work his way into? Do you have barbershop quartet categories?
Jim, I happen to know who is on the running list for Hall of Fame. The Schmidt brothers are on the list.
All right. Yeah. All right.
So one of these years.
Okay. That's fantastic.
That's all right. Just let me know how much. And I'll...
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we do, as I said, sometimes we get a little bit overshadowed with sports, and that's okay. We love sports.
Well, this is a town with a football problem.
It is. And we're going to try and get a. The NFL draft is going on. There's some people from Green Bay out there because we host it next year. So we're going to get somebody and talk to them this week about how it's going out there. But yeah, I think it's great that you recognize the musicians, the artists in this area. And is it the whole state of Wisconsin, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and that's a really tall challenge for the state because geographically, you know, if you're in Milwaukee and somebody is in Duluth, that's a long way.
Right.
And it's not a fun drive, you know. Right.
Yeah.
And there's only 5 million people, and they all probably, not everybody, but a lot of people do something in music. And I think the interest in your I think, I'm not saying everybody can play or sing, but there's more musicians than there are athletes, I would think. I don't know that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the big part of it, when you're in school, if you participate in any school music, is learning how to be part of a group. So it kind of goes naturally. When you think of all of the bands and the groups that started when people were in high school, you know, that's what we used to do to stay out of trouble, I think.
You know what's really cool, though, too, is when we're talking about these local artists that come through, it's really cool how, like, somebody like a Dennis Peters from the Glam Band, okay? Mm-hmm. He's got this young group that he's really encouraging, and they're called Decades, and they're 14, 15 mm-hmm. years old. You guys aren't afraid to share and to mentor and to encourage young up-and-comers. It doesn't seem to be like this jealousy thing of, that's the word, threatening. I think that's cool.
Yeah, you know, they all talk about pay it forward and that kind of stuff. But, you know, even my generation of musicians, we were looking up to other musicians. Right. And, you know, we would be at different venues and go, man, I wish I could play this place. That would be just awesome. My whole career would be made if I could play here. I have a whole list of those. So I've played most of them, thank goodness. But, you know, you look up to it and you aspire to it.
Right.
And there are always going to be young kids that are aspiring to be performers.
And it's cool when those people that they're aspiring to be take the time and the courtesy of helping them out, or at least just even, like I said, encouraging them.
Oh, yeah. I personally remember talking to people that were in local bands, and you really look up to those people, and you're inspired by them.
Exactly.
You know, every time somebody asks me for a drumstick or something, it's like, oh, man, here. Take two or three. Right. I'll even try and sign this round thing, you know?
Wow. Hey, that's cool. What do you have a category for up and coming or
rising star?
Rising star. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. That's cool.
That's pretty much limited to, we try to keep that to bands that are under 21. Used to be 18, but.
So that's got to be tough to pick a winner. You know what I mean? Like, who decides on, is it just voting the
it's
number?
It's the membership
votes? That votes. And then the top vote getter.
How do they see all of these?
Well,
it's not the board that sees all of them.
Okay.
Really, when you self-identify, when you register at the beginning, then there's a series of votes that takes place. There's two series of votes.
Okay.
So it's really the membership of WAMI that decides who is going to be the winner.
Got it. Okay.
All right. That's cool.
Except for the People's Choice category, which is just an open category that you don't have to be a WAMI member to vote in that.
Do we know the nominees for the People's Choice Award?
Yeah.
Can you tell me that?
Sure.
I would just be curious.
By the way, with Ron Brooks from WAMI. No, go ahead.
Sorry. And Whammy, as we're talking about, is it's an area, the Wisconsin area music industry. But this industry, there's a lot of industries, but they really honor and put into a it's not really a bricks and mortar Hall of Fame. It's more of an online Hall of Fame, and they induct people. We're going to someday build a bricks and mortar Hall of Fame right here in Green Bay. But right now, and this when is the vote? When is the vote? It's coming up, right?
The vote is done.
The vote is done. When's the announcement? That's what I meant.
The announcement will take place at the award show itself.
And that's?
That will be May 19th, which is a Sunday. It will be here at the Epic, Center.
Yep. Right.
Uh-huh. In Ashwaubenon, technically.
Yeah. Yeah, but nobody knows Ashwaubenon, so you can say Green Bay.
Is that one of the? Is that on the list of names to spell for cities on the way in?
It might be.
You know what? I just went through Ashwaubenon the other night.
None of your damn business, Ron.
we're not cheating.
You're the music guy.
Yeah. So. Stay in your lane.
So the 19th. So who are some of the nominees for the People's Choice, which any of our listeners could vote on?
Oh, you can't vote anymore. It's all done. I can tell you some of the finalists that could be winners.
All right.
You're going to be happy to know that in the Media Award, Max Inc. Radio happens to be one of the finalists.
It's one of the shows that we have here on Civic Media.
All right. That's exactly right. Let's see. Another venue. We always have a People's Choice for a venue. Some of those would be the Appleton Beer Factory in Appleton,
Great.
Cactus Club, Fox River House, of course, getting into Madison, High Noon Saloon, Milwaukee, Kelly's Bleachers. Here in our area, Country Bar, Paulie's Pub and Eatery, which is in Milwaukee, right over by State Fair Park. A place called Shotsky's, that would be from the Northwest quadrant. And then Steel Tank, Rally Point, that's another place. The Wharf in Manitowoc. Waverly Beach in Menasha.
Familiar with that.
And then, of course, we have to kind of divide it up into the small clubs and then the concert halls, which, of course, the Alpine Valley, Fox City's PAC, Gibson Community Music Hall.
Oh, that's awesome.
Big-time places. When we come back, I want to talk about the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Because you've got the nominees or the people that are going in, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll talk about that. We got Senator. Did you hear me sing earlier, Ron?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay. Leave it there, Ron.
Okay. We'll be back after this.
Mino and the Mayor is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WISS and WGBW weekday mornings from 6 until 9. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Continuing on with this hour's Civic Media Spotlight, we now head to a segment from Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, where Pat shares his thoughts on why the Republican-led Wisconsin legislature is holding up the funding that's already been passed for several important issues around the state.
I suppose it will not surprise you to learn that
When you ask what's new at the state capitol, it will once again involve the majority party not in session, on a paid vacation for, you know, 9 months or so here, but are once again being an impediment to progress in our state. And it's not something that anybody should take any joy in talking about. I certainly don't. But you have to raise the point when it appears other people are doing just that. We're talking about Republican legislators who have worked so hard for 5 years to do nearly nothing to cooperate with Governor Tony Evers since he unseated Scott Walker, that along with firing a cabinet secretary and department heads and taking the governor's proposed budget bill and throwing it in the trash and writing their own bill rather than working together, they have also found many ways to block funds that, again, the governor and other reasonable people would be using to help others. Recall how last year the Republican-led legislature, through its Joint Finance Committee, blocked millions of dollars for pay raises for employees throughout the University of Wisconsin system until they were able to successfully blackmail the system into pulling back on some of its diversity positions and programs. More recently, we have seen how, despite continued efforts around Wisconsin to free up the funds, there's still not a dime that's been spent of the $125 million meant to address PFAS contamination in Wisconsin drinking water. Again, Republicans are just sitting there on the money, unless they can somehow, again, blackmail Governor Evers and the rest of the state into taking polluters off the hook and making it tougher for the DNR to enforce the people who are polluting our water. These same legislators are sitting on $15 million designed to go toward basically a healthcare emergency in the Chippewa Valley, where two hospitals abruptly closed. They just closed. And that $15 million that had been allocated by the legislature previously, but still hasn't been released by the Joint Finance Committee, could be going to help augment the health services that remain in the Chippewa Valley. But they're sitting on that as well. So you can imagine my lack of surprise when I saw the headlines that said, Republican-led budget panel objects to plans for opioid settlement funds. The money from the opioid settlement that is supposed to be coming to Wisconsin has been stalled. The headline in the Cap Times says, opioid treatment money stalled by anonymous Wisconsin legislator. And the Wisconsin Public Radio version of the story says, Republicans on the legislature's budget committee have blocked a plan from Governor Evers' administration on how to spend millions of dollars from a legal settlement with opioid manufacturers and distributors. In all, because of a national lawsuit against the pharmaceutical industry, Wisconsin, between now and 2038, is going to get $750 million total in annual installments. And again, recently, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services released a plan to how to spend the next tranche of money that they're going to get, $36 million in fiscal year 2025. The legislature could look at that and say that that is a sound plan. We have a huge problem with opioid addiction. We need the funds for recovery. Let's put that $36 million to work right away. Instead, they are sitting on the $36 million. And the way that they can do that through the Joint Finance Committee is all it takes is one member of the majority, and Republicans control that committee 12-4, any one of those 12 Republicans can object. And you don't even have to know who they are. One legislator can anonymously object to something, and the Joint Finance Committee will sit on the money until they decide what to demand from something in the administrative branch, whether it's the Department of Health Services or the DNR when it comes to PFAS money. Again, money that has already been designated. And yet the legislature added this extra step of saying, no, 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 you got to come to the Joint Finance Committee every time, hat in hand, saying, Mother, may I, and we have to agree with what you're doing or we're going to dictate otherwise. And that's exactly what's happening in this case with the opioid settlement money. And the thing is, when the co-chairs, the Republican co-chairs of the Joint Finance Committee, noted that an objection had been raised, Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne sent a letter saying that the DHS request is not approved at this time, but the letter did not outline the nature of the objection or any details of any future meeting they'd like to have, according to the WPR story. Needless to say, the folks over at Governor Evers' office are not particularly happy with that. One of his spokespeople put out, and I'm updating the numbers for today here, that as of now, Republicans are on day 57 of refusing to release crisis response resources to stabilize healthcare in Western Wisconsin. They are on day 295 of refusing to release funding to fight PFAS statewide. And we are now 2 days into delaying critical resources to respond to the opioid crisis. It's a very real problem. And needless to say, when people in the governor's office are saying that it's just outright shameful, they're right. They're absolutely right. Now, again, this is not to say that Republican legislators should feel like, you know, they should just roll over for anything that the governor or the executive branch wants. Far from it. If they would like to be collaborative, the invitation is there. Unless you're waiting for it to be, you know, engraved and the governor is supposed to, you know, serve it while dropping to a knee or something. But the door is always open to say, hey, can we talk about how we're going to spend this money? And by the way, as far as, you know, how the Department of Health Services writes it versus what Republicans would like to see, I think it's right to ask the Republican legislators, what do you know that's so much different? Where is your experience in this, whether you went to, you know, medical school or you're a trained counselor or whatever the case may be? Kind of like they're doing with the PFAS money and the DNR. Again, we know where the experts are. We know where the scientists are. We know where the people are that have boots on the ground and can inform the plan that DHS has written up for the opioid settlement. But somehow you know better, but you don't want to tell us yet. And what that tells me is that there isn't anything substantive to this blocking of the money. They will release it eventually. They objected to some of the spending last year and eventually tweaked the numbers a little bit. They're doing it just because they can. Because they can fire department heads. Because they can throw away entire budget bills. It's something that looks good to the base. Look how tough we are standing up to the governor. But I think to more and more Wisconsinites, they're seeing this is a legislature on a 9-month paid vacation that does not want to get anything done that would be for the benefit of Wisconsin. Joe Zepecki is next. You're up north.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow is affiliated with the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 6 until 8. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Although entire neighborhoods were destroyed by the tornadoes that tore through suburban Omaha Friday, there were just a few minor injuries, no deaths. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen this afternoon.
When we go through tragedies, materialistic things are replaceable. So that's the extraordinary gift that we have. Just a couple minor injuries.
But the threat's not over. Tornadoes possible from Texas to Iowa through tomorrow. Pro-Palestinian protests spreading to more college campuses across the country. Arizona State University says 69 protesters were arrested today for trespassing. Their encampment taken down. Police in riot gear clearing an encampment on the campus of Northeastern University in Boston, with the school in a statement proclaiming that the demonstration had become infiltrated by professional organizers. Amtrak service from Albuquerque to L.A. suspended after a fiery freight train derailment on the New Mexico-Arizona state line. No injuries reported. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Brewers beat the Yankees. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Joey Ortiz had a big night, a home run, four runs batted in, including the game-winning single in the bottom of the 11th as the crew beat the Yanks 7-6. The home series continues. NBA, the Bucks lose on the road to the Pacers 121-118 in overtime. Damian Lillard, already dealing with a sore Achilles, also suffered a knee injury during the game.
I mean, I laid the ball in, and when I landed, when he tried to block it, he landed on my foot. The way he landed on my foot, it just twisted my knee. You know, and it was painful.
NFL, the Packers have drafted five players, three on defense, two on offense, including USC's Marshawn Lloyd, who reacted to the NFL Network calling him the best running back in the draft.
I'm the best running back in the draft for sure. And I think Green Bay got the best running back in the draft because they think the exact same. I'm super confident with that. I think Daniel Jeremiah, he's what he says. I definitely do feel like he's telling the truth on that part.
That's Marshawn Lloyd with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows low 50s. Showers and thunderstorms developing again tomorrow. Breezy and highs in the mid-50s. Early showers Monday, then mostly cloudy, breezy, and a high in the mid-60s. Partly sunny, breezy, and warmer on Tuesday. Highs up to the low 70s.
Right when now, you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey-flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 9
at Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll talk live with former and maybe future Congressman Peter Barca about his decision to run this fall in Southeast Wisconsin's 1st District.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media Spotlight. To be sure not to miss out on any of the excellent programming across the Civic Media radio network throughout the week, be sure to download the free Civic Media app on your smartphone devices. Head over to the Apple or Google Play Store and download the Civic Media app by typing in Civic Media and take the network with you wherever you go. Up next, on this weekend's edition of Civic Media Spotlight, we head to the Chad Holmes Show, where Chad was joined by 7th Congressional District candidate Kyle Kilborn.
Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. expecting to be joined momentarily by Kyle Kilborn, 7th District Congressional candidate, running for the seat currently held by Tom Tiffany. He's not linked in with us quite yet. Hopefully there's no issues with that. Just resent the link to him, so hopefully he will get that and be with us in the next few minutes. Going to talk about the issues, obviously, and just last weekend, of course, after a very long delay. And again, the politics that we have seen in such an important issue such as aid to the Ukraine, aid to Israel, it's been embarrassing in a certain respect, the way that the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, played the politics of this. And then finally, okay, we're going to finally do it, but the weeks and the months that were...
Track gone
to the warning track, and he looks up. It is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Warning track at the wall, and it is gone.
Jackson Chourio
at the track wall, gone. El Kraken gives the Brewers the lead.
Tonight, the crew takes on the New York Yankees at beautiful American Family Field.
3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Back to the slide piece, and he got it.
High drive! Deep right! Where's it going to land? Way back.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
From American Family Field here in Milwaukee, it's overcast, the roof is closed, we've got baseball for you. Game two in the series, the Brewers and the New York Yankees. It's going to be Joe Ross for the crew. Carlos Rodon works for New York. Back with more, the On Deck Show built by Menards continues after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the movers.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's the Brewers and the Yankees, game two in the series, and it took extra to win it last night, Lane, but the crew trying to make it two in a row tonight in this series.
Yeah, wild game last night, and when you play games like that, they're always more fun when you come out on top, and what a night for Joey Ortiz. First career home run, first career walk-off hit. He had scuffled a little bit on that road trip, but he's forgotten all about that now. He was flying high at the end of the game last night.
so high that he picked up a new shirt in doing it.
Yeah, he ended up with Willie Adames' jersey before it was all said and done because the team ripped his jersey off of him after he got to first base. A great moment here at the ballpark and a big challenge again here tonight. This is a really good Yankees team for sure. Rodon has pitched well early on in the season for New York. He's a lefty. Not as many strikeouts as he's had in the past, but he's still been very effective.
And he's a hard thrower. Ought to be a good one tonight. Back with more of the On Deck Show. Built by Menards continues after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Curbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you tires and batteries, trust and care, because we get you. So get out on the road and stay safe with quality automotive parts and service at unbeatable prices. Like $100 instant savings when you buy four Michelin, BF Goodrich, or Uniroyal tires. Save on select Kurt Swivel Jacks, $59.99. 10% off all Carlstar, Lawn and Garden, and Trailer tires. Plus, doorbusters, like $100 off a 40-gallon Reliance water heater. Tires and batteries, trust and care. At Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
I'm Ben Jewick with Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. The crew is winning ball games here in Milwaukee and around the country. Our team stands ready to help your organization win across North America. Powered by Coakley Connect, our revolutionary facilities management platform, the Coakley crew supports clients across the country manage their real estate portfolio, offering facility-focused products and services, interior design, construction, new furniture, installation, and move management. We'll help you create and manage interior environments that drive your teams forward. Visit CoakleyBrothers.com and hit a home run.
Welcome to the Murph and Uke Show. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit CUW.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University. Live uncommon. Back with you once again from American Family Field. It's the Brewers and the Yankees, game two in the series. Carlos Rodon working for New York, and it's going to be Joe Ross for the crew. Bob Uecker along with Pat Murphy. And Murph, a good one to open up the homestand last night. You hang on and win it. It took extra innings to do it, 6-5.
It was a great, great contest, Uke. It was unbelievable. Proud of our guys. Yankees got quite a team, quite a formidable lineup, and we somehow pulled it out in the end, and all 35,000 fans had to enjoy that one.
You know, we talked during your show last night, not so much on the show, but the fact that there's somebody new or somebody doing something different every night to make it a plus event for you. And, I mean, it's going on and on and on, and I don't know how long it's going to keep going on that way. But, I mean, what's happening right now is outstanding.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Joey Ortiz came up huge yesterday, big home run, and then walk-off hit and played great defense. Jared Koenig making his fourth appearance in the big leagues and just was outstanding for two innings in crunch time. You know, Rock Hudson doing his thing, Terang doing his thing. I mean, it's been some, you're right, somebody different every night. You know, doing big things. Perkins had another great night. These are not household names to the people across MLB, but hopefully the Brewer fans, they're getting more and more comfortable with this young talent and a bunch of guys that care about playing the right way and winning tonight.
Back with more from Pat after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety.
What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
The On Deck Show, built by Menards, continues. It's the Brewers and the Yankees, game two in the series. You know, we talked about defense earlier on your show. The guy I want to talk about, we got to talk about him sooner or later because he's unbelievably talented in every facet of the game that he's shown us so far, is Bryce Tarang. I mean, the defense, offensively, big base hits, a little power once in a while, but his overall game, Pat, I don't know if anybody's been around here better.
Nah, he's really special, man. He's coming into his own. It's great to be part of. He worked his tail off in the offseason. He made huge commitment to his body. And he was dead set on saying, if I get the opportunity, I'm going to make the most of it this year, and he sure did. I mean, he's played offense, he's played defense, he's run the bases. He's done anything we can ask him to do, and I couldn't be happier for the kid. That's the reason we picked him in the first round, I'm sure, and they're getting their money's worth.
Pat, when you look at the overall aspect of your club, and I guess I'm talking about coaching in general, there's more of them as part of the Major League club now. Is there certain facets of the game that you're looking at with your coaching staff to take an individual player?
Nah, there's no doubt. I mean, you have to have, your coaching staff has specialties now. Some guys, we have one guy, he works with catching framing. We have another guy that works with base stealers. We have another guy that works with just relief pitchers, and another guy that works with starting pitchers. And you know, you can go on and on. The offensive group is five deep. So there's more than one hitting coach. There's more than one swing coach. There's more than one approach coach. You know, there's so many technical parts of the game. Outfield positioning, infield positioning, and staffs across the league are getting bigger and bigger. And, you know, the finer points of the game that a lot of times the fans don't get to see, but the finer points of the game, there's a coach for, it seems like, for everything.
Game two against the Yankees, Carlos Rodon working tonight for New York.
Nah, he's terrific. I mean, he's been around a long time. He can pitch. He lives on his fastball. So goes him, so goes his fastball. And he's he's a guy that can give you problems if you don't have the right approach. And if he's on that night, we're going to be in for a hell of a battle.
That's the On Deck Show. Bill Vimenards back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Come on, guys, get your shoes on. We're heading to Grandma's house.
Can I have an ice cream sandwich on the way? I saw some cedar crust in the freezer.
And you thought those were for you?
Well, yeah, I did.
Because you're the only one who likes cedar crust ice cream?
No, Arlo likes it too.
Yes, I do.
And I know how much you love your kids, Mom. Almost as much as your kids love cedar crust.
Well, you're right. But don't eat all of them. Your dad and I like cedar crust too. Grab one for each of us.
Cedar crust ice cream sandwiches. Available in vanilla and black cherry.
No matter where you're headed, Sitco is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Sitco top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Sitco, you're good to go.
Good to go.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Yankees getting ready for the middle game of this three-game series here at American Family Field. It is time for the injury report, and it's presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Brewers, as you well know by now, a lot of arms on that injured list. J.B. Bukauskas, Taylor Clark, D.L. Hall, Jacob Junis, Wade Miley, Devin Williams, Brandon Woodruff, all arms on that injured list. Williams and Woodruff are on the 60-day IL, and then position players for the Crew, Garrett Mitchell and Christian Yelich, both on the IL. Garrett Mitchell also on that 60-day IL. Brewers hoping to get a little bit healthier. Junis starting to work himself back a little bit, and Yelich starting to do more activities on the field as well. Time for the keys to the game. They are presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Well, the Yankees are scoring 45% of their runs this year via the home run. That is the third most in Major League Baseball. The Brewers send Joe Ross to the mound tonight. He's given up just one home run in 20 innings of action. So that'll be a key here today. Can Ross, who's done a great job keeping the ball on the ground and in the ballpark, duplicate what he's been able to do over the course of the season so far against this Yankees offense? More of the On Deck Show, built by Menards, when we return. I'll chat with Brewers left-hander Jared Koenig after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers deserve a carrier that's invested in their safety and comfort. At Schneider, drivers use newer industry-leading equipment that keeps them moving forward. Our trucks are spec'd with the latest safety features and amenities that keep drivers comfortable any time of year. Plus, while you're out on the road, Schneider's nationwide facility network offers secure parking and amenities to make your life easier. Upgrade to a better driving job with better equipment. Search jobs near you and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Lowe's knows pros need the right tools for every job. That's why we sell the largest in-store selection of Klein tools anywhere. Find new items launching exclusively at Lowe's, like the self-leveling laser level for just $159.98. Plus, shop the Connect socket set for just $49.98. Get Klein tools in-store and online today. Because Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows pros.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. We have the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, all grown, sawn, and pressure-treated in the USA. Menards drive-through lumberyard makes it easy to get in, out, and back to work. Shop our outdoor lumberyard today and save big money on AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking. Plus, you can get free estimates fast for your project on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Yankees getting set for the middle game of this series. Yesterday, before the game, I was able to sit down with Brewers left-hander Jared Koenig, who would go on and get the win in extra innings last night for the Crew. Of course, optioned earlier today. But I asked Jared about being in a critical role as that bridge to the back part of the bullpen for the Crew.
Yeah, no, I'm happy and fortunate to be up here and trying to contribute as best as I can and in any way I can. If it's multiple innings like it's been, I mean, our bullpen's been great, which is it's awesome. If we can keep that rolling, then I think we always have a good chance to compete.
With some of the injuries to the rotation, it's been important for guys like you and Elvis and Brian Hudson as well to be able to be multiple inning relievers and kind of bridge that gap to the back of games. It's a really important role for this team, specifically how it's constructed. I'm sure that's how it was explained to you as well.
Yeah, no. I think that's exactly what we're here to do, is kind of bridge the gap between starters and then our late game guys that want to go out and finish the game off strong. And if we can keep it close, then I think we're doing our job and we got a good chance.
Jared, you have been a part of other organizations. What has stood out to you about your time with the Brewers organization and how they have looked at your stuff, looked at your numbers and your data, and tried to apply it to make you the best version of yourself?
I think other orgs, they all have their own ways of going about things, and they all have their own data sets. That it works, it may not work for others, but that's how it is. The Brewers here, they have their own stuff, and it seems to be working with me. Hookie and Henderson, they're always in and trying to make sure I'm making the right pitches at the right time and like trying to create a certain pattern with pitches, which is great. I like the instant feedback I get after the outings, it's nice to have the assistants here, and then it's direct and I'm getting feedback right after the game. That's what I really like.
When you first got brought up in Baltimore, I remember being in Murph's office as you were coming in to say hello, and I remember the words he said to you were, "I told you we were going to be up here."
Yeah.
And that's important, I think, for guys to understand that when you're going through the challenge of spring training, trying to make a roster, but to understand that if you're not on the 26-man on opening day, there's going to be 50, 55 guys that comprise the roster over the course of the season, and there's a role for you still. And I think it's important that guys understand that, and that's, of course, a big part of it's the communication from the manager, from the front office in those situations, and I'm guessing you appreciated that part.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, it sucks, obviously, getting reassigned out of camp, like having a good camp and all that, like competing, but that's what the move was, and that's how it goes, and my goal is just to continue doing what I was doing in camp in AAA and do anything to help the team. And, yeah, Murph said that. Obviously, he couldn't guarantee anything because you never can, but something happened, and they called my name, and it's awesome. So it's fortunate to hear that, and then just keep doing what I'm doing and any way to help the club.
You're 30 years old. You've grinded through the minor leagues. You've been in the big leagues with the A's. Now you're back in the big leagues with the Brewers. What is the advice you would give to younger guys about being present and controlling what you can control? Because so much of this is a business side of it that is out of your control, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is just to enjoy it. If you still enjoy it and want to keep doing it, then find a team that's going to be interested in you and then go out and do your job. I'm in the offseason working my tail off to try and get better every single year, and I think I've shown that. And so it's just a matter of commitment and time. But you can't forget the important things. It's a game, and you still have to have fun and enjoy it. And if you're not enjoying it, then it's really tough to come to work every day.
You always hear people talk about being yourself, and that's important as a baseball player, but you also hear about guys trying to stay one step ahead, trying to tweak this here or there. How much of that do you subscribe to? And if you do that, how long do you have to do it in a bullpen before you're ready to take it onto the mound in a game?
I think throughout a season, your body changes so much with whether you're tired or feeling really good, whatnot. It's such a long and enduring season that something's going to be off at some point in time, and it's just a matter of how quick you can make the adjustment for yourself. And I think I've been trying to avoid any tweaks for a little bit, but if there's a little tweak that I feel in need, then I'm constantly working on it just to feel it in catch play, and then I'm trying to feel it the same thing in game right away. Like that's my goal, is just trying to be the same each time. That way everything is consistent.
Well, Jared, we appreciate it. Congrats on a great start to your Brewers career,
and best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Jared Koenig with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We've got the starting lineups when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another?